Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? It's Miss P, and this is the Intune Show. Today on the show, we're going to have back the one and only BR and Time Bomb. We're also going to have on Wendell Holmes Jr. So right now, Miss Solray is supposed to be guest hosting with me, so I'm just going to give her a call and see if we can reach her so we can get the show on the roll. So let me call Solray now. And get her on the phone so the show can begin. Today we're just going to briefly talk about certain things in the news, like what's really going on with Madonna and this prophet, this schools that she was building and everything like that. We're going to talk about the upcoming tour with BR.
The telephone number you have dialed is temporarily not in service.
Okay.
Message 3. Switch 1, 2, 4.
All right. So anyway,
the telephone number you have dialed is temporarily not in service. Message 3. Switch 1, 2, 4.
It's not hanging up. This switch 4 has really been giving me a lot of trouble lately. I think we have Miss Solray on the line. Let's pick up. Solray, is that you? Let's see. Wow, I'm having troubles with my switchboard. I really don't understand what's going on. This has been happening for the last couple of shows, and they still have not got it together yet. I'm just lost to the fact of why this is all happening in life. But anyway, the show must go on. Since I'm trying to get in touch with Solray, excuse me, let's just play a song. This one goes out to DJ Dexter Lawrence, and he's going to be having a party on the 23rd, but I'll fill you guys in with all that information as soon as I come back. So stay tuned.
I'm gonna do, yeah.
Yay. So that was DJ Dexter Lawrence. So shout out to him for sending us that, you know, mix to play on the radio today for you guys. I hope you liked it. Again, he has a party coming up in the city on March 23rd, and it's going to be lots and lots of fun. You can like him at DJ Dexter Lawrence on Facebook, and you can also find out more information about the upcoming party that he has going on the 23rd under Mike Kawashka and under DJ Dexter Lawrence. And by the way, shout out to Money Mike. That's what I call Mike Kawashka. Anyway, moving forward, I was trying to get in contact with Soray, but to no avail. I wasn't able to get her. Maybe she'll give the show a call, and maybe something came up, but the show must go on. I just wanted to touch briefly before we gave Mr. Wendell Holmes Jr. a call, basically about the fact of the Off the Page magazine that's coming out, that's launching and sponsored by myself and the Smack Boys. I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, and I just want to thank you all again for those who are interested and giving their support as far as the magazine is concerned. But I just wanted to kind of touch on some of the things that we're looking for and some of the things that we're not looking for, and how do you go about the process of, you know, applying to be in the Off the Page magazine. So basically, this is how it's going to go. For males and female models, there's going to be a registration fee of $25. And also, you can go onto the Intunes website, which is ntuned.webs.com. And on the homepage, if you scroll down sort of to the end of the page, there's going to be a link for model submissions. And then under that, there's a link for artists and dancers. So basically what you guys are going to do, you're going to print off the application on a document link, which is located on the link for the Intune show, and you print that out, you fill that out, you make sure you pay, of course, your registration fee, and then once that's all done, then we'll give you the location and, you know, the times and the dates for where this you know, show this audition is going to take place and everything. So basically what you guys need to bring with you, you must have 2 or 3 recent photos. Comp cards are ideal, but if you don't have them, it's totally fine. A resume of your experience. And when I say resume, I don't mean a resume like job description of jobs that you had if you worked at Macy's, or jobs if you had if you worked at a doctor's office or something like that. What I mean by a resume is basically it doesn't even have to be in resume format. Just basically just a typed out, you know, piece of paper given a timeline or just a listing of the different job experiences that you had with certain companies, certain businesses, and of that nature. That way we can basically see whether or not you are skilled or season, I should say, at what it is that you do. So I'm also looking for the models, male or female, to bring at least 2 outfits along with some accessories and some shoes, because we're going to actually have like 2 outfit changes, and then we're going to basically pick off of, you know, attitude and stuff like that. Again, we're not looking for people that are like zeros. We're not looking for people that are tall. We're not looking for people that are, you know, flawless, because who in this world is really flawless? Everyone has something with them, but that doesn't deter beauty. Beauty and the essence of it all, in my opinion, is not really based upon, you know, certain looks. You know, sexiness and beauty and attitude all comes from the person's inner. So basically, we're just looking for people that can carry a certain look that we're looking for the magazine. So everyone is open to supply, apply and register for the magazine. Going forward, also for those out-of-state models that are interested, we would basically need you to also just, you know, sign up with the registration fee, print out the application, submit that to us, and also send in 2 to 3 photos that are professional photos, because being that you are located out town, we can't have our photographers, you know, shoot you for the magazine. So basically we would need 2 to 3 photos of you from a professional photographer in your area or ones that you work with of your choice. And basically what we would do in the magazine is actually give the credit to your photographer for the pictures that you submit to us. So everyone is, you know, being uplifted and everyone is shown recognition for their hard work and their creativity. I also wanted to touch bases about the models. Okay, basically, a lot of people are hitting me up on Facebook, and I continuously ask them to kind of join the group, because you can join the Off the Page magazine group and stay updated, or you can just actually log on and join the website and stay updated with the Intune show, because we're currently working on the platform for the Off the Page magazine website for the magazine. For artists and dancers, okay, there's a link that's under the model submission for PayPal, where it's basically going to be, you know, the $50 registration fee. You need to submit to us by email along your bio. We also need to receive tracks MP3 format, and we also need to have recent photos 2 to 3. And if you have any music or videos, anything on YouTube, or if you have anything on Reverb Nation or something like that, just send us all your links. And we also need a resume from you guys too, just listing the different experiences and things that you have done with your music and your talents at, you know, at this point in your life. Again, applications can be downloaded off the Intune website, and that's intuned.webs.com. You can click on the document link, and the applications will be there. Everyone interested in being in our showcase are all required to log in and join the Intune show and become part of the family, as well as, you know, stay informed with all the upcoming auditions and events that we're going to have coming up, because there's a lot that we're trying to put into play right now. And, you know, we're just trying to keep all that information in one general place. That way people can always know where to go to find it. And it's not like you're like all over the place trying to keep up with us. So basically the reason why, you know, I'm trying to formulate everybody join the group or join the Intune website is that because all updates will be within those two links. Okay, so enough of that. But if anyone have any questions, again, you know, our contact number is 877-327-5093, extension 9. You can also friend David Flip Graham on Facebook, and you can also friend C.R. Bundy on Facebook, which is the I'm Smack Boys. So if I'm not available, you guys can always go to them and ask some questions, and they would be more than willing and happy to assist you with any questions or concerns that you may have. So, you know, going forward, that's just basically some information that I'm trying to share with you guys, so that way we can kind of keep everything in one place again. So touching that note on about Madonna and everything like that, I just wanted to know, you know, what did you guys feel about that? Because I was kind of shocked to hear about, you know, what was going on. But, you know, we don't know the whole story, but, you know, I'm just touching it a little bit about how she basically had these donations and stuff like that from a charity, and she has people submitting money and raising up all this money, but no schools are being born and being built. So they never received funding for her. So basically what they're trying to figure out now, because they have lawsuits and everything going up against her and have her under investigation, you know, where has this money gone? So basically we'll try to stay, you know, in tune with that to kind of follow up to see what's going on, because I myself would like to know where all that money has gone myself, because it's not in my pocket and it's not in yours. So, Madonna, what are you doing? Okay, let us know. I also wanted to touch on the basis of that teacher that, you know, made that school threat, you know, the one that was in Brooklyn, and she was arrested on Friday because she was making all kinds of threats about, like, Columbine all over again. And teachers called 911 after they heard her, you know, wanting going on a killing spree in Fort Hamilton, Brooklyn, right here in New York. And my thing is this, you know, we all get angry. There's a lot of things that transpire in the course of the day that will piss you off. You and I both know this. However, making threats like that after knowing all of the things that people have experienced with the Columbine killings, with 9/11, with all these different random things that has transpired in the world, why in the world would you make such a comment like that in front of people, or just, you know, just at all? I mean, is it really that bad that you have to threaten to go on a killing spree because of what you're going through in your life at the moment? I mean, if you really need help that bad, being a teacher, you would think you were educated and sound-minded enough to know that, hey, I'm having a bad day. Hey, I don't feel stable. Hey, let me make a phone call and reach out to someone like a psychologist or a psychotherapist that can basically help me alleviate these crazy emotions that I'm feeling because, you know, it's just unbearable to think that someone would make that type of comment knowing all of the things that's going on and all of the different tragedies that we experience throughout history of, you know, instances like this. So in a way, I'm kind of glad that she made the comment because now people can keep an eye out for her if she was feeling this way. And I call it suicidal because anytime you put yourself in a position that is not, you know, yourself or just basically just putting yourself in a position where you know that is not a well situation is someone that's putting themselves in a suicidal realm. So basically, hopefully she'll get the help that she needs. She's out on bail right now, but I hope that they have their eye close to the ground on her because it could have been a cry for help, like, help me, I'm going through something and I don't know how else to express myself, which is understandable. But at the same time, I just hope that, you know, them letting her out on bail does not allow any other situation to occur in anyone's life. So hopefully she'll get the help that she needs. We'll keep our, you know, ears and eyes open and in tune to what's going on with her as well. So at this time, I'm going to give a call to Mr. Wendell Holmes Jr. Now, what was happening, I wanted to play his songs, but for some reason, they're not allowing me for the switchboard, and I really hope they get this together soon, allowing me to play his songs for some reason. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to give him a call and, you know, hopefully on a follow-up show or even on another show I can really get it together and really play his music because he's really, really, really talented. I mean, his drumming abilities and his ear for music and his flow is just really, really extraordinary. And I'm excited that he gave us the time because he's out of town right now and he's doing his thing. But he is easy listening, it's jazz, it's just something that I'm totally into. And for all my jazz people out there, I know that you would enjoy it. So basically, let's play something, you know, and then we'll follow up with him in a second. So the song that I'm going to play today, this shout-out is going to Jeremy Thorpe, and it's called No Fear. Jeremy, I just wanted to give you another shout-out to let you know that you're loved here at the Intune Show, and we hope all is well in your world and what's going on. Stay strong and stay focused. Easier said than done, but you can handle it, and you know where I'm coming from. So here's No Fear. Check it out by Jeremy Thorpe.
Remember when your girl told us I see me a chance to quit up? now before we saw you, just to say I wanna see you sooner.
Yeah, so that was by Jeremy Thornton, No Fear. Shout out to Jeremy again. Much love from the Intune show. So now I'm going to call Mr. Wendell Holmes, and then after following him will be BR and the Time Bomb to talk to us about their upcoming tour. So I'm excited about that. We had such an awesome time the last time they was on the show. Great people. They also have a concert that's coming, that's going to be actually this Friday that the Intune show will be a part of. So you guys need to come out and support. It's going to be a really, 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 really big thing. And, you know, basically we'll talk about that with them when they're on the show at 7. So let's call up Mr. Wendell Holmes Jr. and get him on the line. Okay. I don't know, this switchboard is just really too much for me, guys, and I'm just so sorry that this is always a consistent issue with the Intune show, you know, and it's just crazy to me. Let me call him now. Here we go. Let's try this again. Hopefully this will, you know, get him this time on the line, guys. I'm so sorry. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Wendell Holmes Jr.?
It's you.
Hi, how are you? This is Miss P, and this is the Intune show.
Hi, I'm good.
Good.
Doing okay?
Good. I'm sorry?
So, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm a little frustrated because for some reason I'm having issues with my switchboard with playing your songs. You know,
no,
so
I just bought your album.
Yeah, I just bought your album, and I even tried doing it that way. And it's just really not happening tonight for some reason. So I do apologize about that. This has been like an ongoing thing. That's why I try to have everything in order way before time because of little situations like this. But I do apologize about the inconvenience, and I'm just hoping that you're still willing to talk to us because we're all listening in.
Yes, of course.
Okay, definitely. So, again, everybody.
Okay?
Well, I'm sorry?
I said, can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's a little crazy, but like I was explaining to our listeners that you're kind of traveling right now, so he's taking time out of his, you know, busy schedule to, you know, tune in with us tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about your album, and about yourself. So I would, you know, like you to take the floor and just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'll just come at you with some questions. So tell us, you know, how did you all get started? I see here in your bio that you've been playing the drums for a very long time.
Right. Basically, I just got started playing in church. We got started 2 years old, basically just watching the other drummers in the church and just mimicking them and, you know, everything I possibly could at home, and just went from there. You know, pretty much the same story as a lot of musicians that grew up in church have. And went to college, met this guy named Vastar Jackson. That's when I really started venturing off into learning different styles of music, such as R&B, blues, funk, jazz, and stuff like that. 2001, I moved to St. Louis, which is another music city. Well, it was a big jazz music city back years ago. So I moved there and did a lot of touring with plays and corporate bands and stuff there. And I moved to Atlanta in 2005 and been going strong ever since then.
Right. So how is it in Atlanta? Because I'm noticing that a lot of people that I'm meeting lately are all stationed in Atlanta, and they all play music. So is it, like, really competitive out there because there's so many people that are surrounded with talent? Or how does that work?
Extremely competitive. It's like mm-hmm. every time you turn around, it's new cats moving there from everywhere. I mean, every field you can imagine, not just music and everything. So it's a very competitive market, especially with drummers. It's like a million
right.
of those there.
Exactly, and you're really awesome. I listened to your whole entire album, and guys, again, you know, he has an album that's out, and it's called Above It All, which was released this year, February 8th, 2011, so congratulations on that. It's like jazz and a fusion that's mixed, and I'm a jazz person myself, so I really enjoy listening to it. And the thing that I enjoy the most about it in jazz and in nature is because the instrumentals are so pronounced. So I like the fact that you're playing and you can hear it with all the other things that's going on, you know, the other different instruments that's coming together to make the song. You can still hear you in it. And I love that about it. You know, so that's awesome. Wendell, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to let you know that Wendell is actually my father's name, too.
Wow.
Definitely. So tell me, what inspired you about the Above the All album the most?
Well, the main purpose for me doing the album was because Atlanta is so competitive. And, of course, we're in a recession so far. So my thing was to do an album to market myself more as a musician, to get more work, basically. Because, you know, you can be a great drummer, but in a city like Atlanta, you're just another drummer. So my thing was I had to come up with something that was going to make me stick out, you know, above everybody else, so to speak. So that's when I came up with the idea to do the album and use that as a marketing tool, not really to be an artist, but it was really to just find work, you know, for a session work, tours with other major artists. But since releasing the album, it's starting to turn into me being an artist, you know, and possibly doing my own thing versus playing for other artists more so.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Right.
Because of the, you know, the way the album turns out. So as far as, like, the title and everything, Above It All, it pretty much just means everything I've been through. Because I got laid off from my job back in October, you know, even with the recession, as far as gigs and stuff like that, it's been really slow for me. So, you know, I came up with the title because, you know, it was more like a motivation thing for me because I was inspired to continue to do this regardless of everything that was going on in my life, you know, whether it be working slow, she's getting laid off, family issues or whatever the case is. You know. So
right.
You know, the title was more of a personal thing for me.
Right. So out of all your songs that you have created so far and the many that are to come, because, you know, like I said, I was just scrolling and I came across your, you know, icon for your album and I just started listening to it and I said, wow, this is really good. I have to friend him. I have to talk to him, you know, to let you know that I appreciate good music and I appreciate, you know, the essence of what you're trying to do, because I kind of figured that Above It All just kind of was the title for, you know, something that you was personal in your life, which most music and most titles and most things come from, you know. So I just kind of felt it, and I was just like, oh, my God, I have to connect to him. I have to get him on the show. I have to talk to him. And I'm just so happy that you were more than willing to, you know, friend me and come on the show and, you know, things of that nature. So, again, I thank you for your time. But I just wanted to also touch bases on a thing, because you put, you know, said that you had started doing it on the pots and the pans in the house, you know, when you first started. And I just thought that was kind of cute and real, because most people, when they're starting out, or most children, they're basically finding themselves, so to speak. So the pots and the pan thing was something that I myself used to always, like, hit on, because I caught myself being a drummer, because I always wanted to learn how to play drums, but it never worked out. It never worked out, but you're amazing, to say the least. And to share that with us, you know, I only see great things coming your way in the future, and period. You know, and you wouldn't think, just from your music and your temperament and just how you are, that anything has affected you, really. So that says a lot about the direction you're going to, a lot about you as an individual. And, you know, I just want you to know, here you always have a family with the Intune Show, and you always have a friend in me. So I will always promote you, and I will always try to be there to uplift you any way I can from a distance.
I just want to say, to God be the glory, because without him I couldn't have done anything, so I can't take credit for any of it. It's all him. So.
Right.
A lot of prayers.
Absolutely.
A lot of work. And all of it was done through him.
Right.
Because,
absolutely.
I mean, at the end of the day, I was never supposed to have a kind of album like this, especially on this level. A lot of people didn't believe in me, you know, but I had
mm-hmm.
to believe in myself. I had, you know, a couple of friends that believed in me, you know, and through my prayers, it
right.
happened. So, you know, you put your
right.
mind to it, you can do anything.
Right, absolutely. Yes. And just to throw out there, you guys, that, you know, to all our listeners, that Mr. Holmes, you can get his album actually off of iTunes. You can listen to a sample of his album on Reverb Nation. You can actually find him on Facebook. And what other social links that people can find you? Are you on Twitter, MySpace, things of that nature?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. I mean, just type in Wendell Holmes Jr., everything comes up. The album is also on cdbaby.com/cd/WendellHolmesJr. Yeah, pretty much any social network I'm on, pretty much. Except the old
okay.
ones like Black Planet. I've never done those. I'm on MySpace.
Right. Black Planet is just a no-no in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not on any of those.
Right. And I don't want you on any of those.
You know, that was the thing before MySpace. Everybody was on it. I never got on it. I never even knew about it until, like, a couple years ago, actually.
Right. Yeah, because I used to be on it, but it's just a bunch of nonsense. So, you know, that's not really where, you know, you want to promote yourself as an individual, a positive individual, I should
right.
say, anyway. But, yeah, so everyone needs to check out the album, and I promise that I will be playing that whole entire album do my shows, each show, because, you know, we're on the air Tuesdays and Saturdays from 6 to 8, and I'm going to play every last song that you ever wrote on that album on my show due to the fact that you guys couldn't listen to it today. So, again, for those who are listening, please log on to Facebook or Reverb Nation or Twitter or MySpace and find Mr. Holmes, Wendell Holmes Jr. His music is really, 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 really good. And my favorites, just to put it out there, is Smoky Room and Blind. So everyone that knows me, they know that when I like something, I just listen to it a billion times. So, you know, basically that's what I have been doing, listening to your stuff a billion times. But I want everybody to join in and help, you know, support and, you know, empower someone as wonderful as Mr. Holmes. And, you know, that's basically what the Intune Show is about, uplifting and empowering people, you know, to another level. So you're going to see that we're going to follow up with you soon again, because I know you're going to have some other probably singles coming out. Do you have any upcoming projects coming out?
Really what I'm focused on now is my second album, but also booking shows with my band starting in May, especially in the Atlanta area. So you can go to my Facebook and add my fan page, just type in Wonder Holmes Jr., and as you come up, you'll be able to keep posted on, like, shows and events I have coming up. So I'm really getting ready to start doing a lot of stuff now that it's getting hot. So.
Yes, absolutely. And also, I'm always in Atlanta. Like, I'll be out in Atlanta actually next week for work. But definitely... we need to touch bases at some point on one trip out there or something, so I can actually hopefully there's something that you're doing out there at that time, so I can come in and you know, let everybody know how great you are in person as well as, you know, through CD. So we need to keep each other in the loop. And anytime you have any upcoming projects or any events that you want to definitely put out there to the world, and you always feel free to, you know, give a call in at any time you want to, or just basically just post it on my page so people can know, and or definitely just send it to me and I'll just reposting it and, you know, plugging it out there on every show that, you know, you're in effect and you're doing what you got to do. So I just want to thank you for your time, and I do apologize again for, you know, not being able to play your music, but now I do own the album and it will be played. Promise you that. So, you know, stay in touch and stay in tune, you know, with us, and, you know, keep us posted on all the great things that you have coming up, because I'm actually launching a magazine, and I know that you're in Atlanta. However, we could still do an interview and have you send me, because you have some awesome pictures on your Facebook page of you with the drums and everything, and you can just kind of send those to me, and I can kind of just put those in a magazine. So that's another outlet. So let's just stay connected, okay, and you know, and uplift each other to a whole nother level.
Sure.
By faith, love, and God, right?
Yes, I'm definitely with it.
Definitely, Wenzel. So thank you so much for coming on the show today, you know, and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
You know, no problem, and I look forward to talking to you again sooner than later.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Have a good day, Wenzel, and thank you for tuning
you
in
too.
To the Intune Show. God bless. Right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, guys, so that was Wenzel Holmes Jr. So, again, the guy is really, 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 really talented. I mean, really with jazz, and, you know, I always uplift everybody, but he's really good at what he does. And, you know, show some support. Go on iTunes and download his music or buy the whole CD, go to Reverb Nation so you can kind of get a gist of what his music sounds like. There's his whole album is sampled on there. Follow him on Twitter, find him on MySpace, and also on Facebook. So there's multiple ways of reaching out and getting to him. So try to go ahead and you know, in your time, and, you know, show some love and support. So, anyway, let's go to, you know, some other topics. Or matter of fact, let's hold off on the topics for now. Let's play a song and then we'll come back. So here we go. We're gonna play this song, and this shout out is gonna go out to Wise Wonder and Ray G. Wise Wonder, I just want you to know that Intune Show love you, adore you, and we're here in your time of need. And, you know, we just want to let you know that there's no place that you are that we won't be if you need us, okay? So here we go. This is called One Night by Ray G and Wise Wonder.
Thank you. wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night. I wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night.
I know it's been a minute since I've been around, but I can't make it up to you for this one night I'm in town, shorty. So where you wanna be? Tell me where you wanna go. I got the phantom waiting on us just in case you wanna roll with your boy and really get out and enjoy the pleasures that we desire whenever we not together. So now that we here and everything's already clear, I'm trying to disappear somewhere so we can take it there. Cause I know it ain't fair that you only see me twice a year. This thing would be better if it wasn't for my career. So let's take advantage of the time that we do get to share. Before I leave, Reggie gon' bless you with what you need, baby.
I wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night. I wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night.
Girl, what you need to do is come have a wonderful time with Wise. Get comfortable in the ride while I put it in cruise and drive to a destination where me and you will arrive. But I can't tell you where. I like the element of surprise. All you gotta do is put your trust in me. Wise Wonder will have you where you wanna be. Enjoying them luxuries that every woman loves to be a portion of. And it's funny that when it's given with a limit, it makes them fall more in love. But I don't mind it being that way, cause it makes the bond better and enhances the feelings that we feel when we're together, especially when I enter the center of all your treasures and make this adventure we have tonight one to remember.
I wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night. I wanna roll with you, baby. Can you roll with me? Tell me where you wanna be. Maybe for just one night. I wanna come for you. Maybe you can come for me, and we can both hit the sea. Maybe for just one night.
Yay! So that was Ray G and Wise Wonder. It is called One Night. Our hearts go out to Wise Wonder at this time of need. And again, just to let you know that we're here always and forever. Do it all. You have a friend and an in-tune show. So basically, at 7 o'clock, we're going to have coming up Beyond the Time Bomb. And again, they have a concert coming up, and we're going to talk about all of that when they come on. And also, we are our showcase, you know, that we have coming up is basically going to have the Intune Showcase, and it's for the off-the-page magazine. And we're going to have it where people are going to compete and have, you know, the judges pick. And there's going to be 12 people that we're going to pick for 12, because it's 12 months. So we need a face for every single month. So don't get discouraged, guys. You know, it's well going to be worth it. We're going to have amazing prizes for you guys out there. You know, we're going to have prizes like get a free video by the CEO himself. We're going to have studio time given out as a prize. We're going to have the cover of the magazine and an interview. The whole layout is just crazy what we're bringing to you. We're going to have also packages where you can win photo shoots and perform at Jamrock, you know, be the video vixen or the centerfold of the month. You're going to have interviews on FM radio. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal experience, and I'm just working really, really hard, myself and the I'm Smack Boys, to put this showcase together, which will make us proud and make you also proud and happy to be a part of it all, too. Because everything we do, once again, ladies and gentlemen, and I always try to reiterate that, because I realize that from time and time again that people will never, ever, ever, ever really appreciate empowerment unless they learn how to give to others first, freely, free spirit, free heart, free mind, free soul, uplift your fellow man, be there to support, because basically no one in this world can make it on their own. Everything is a cause and effect. Everything that we do in life affects tomorrow, affects the future, affects the past, the present. Let's just come together. Let's be one. How come we have to look at ourselves as self and not as individuals, as family, as a group, as a community? Let's come together because, you know, time and time again, I have these conversations with people, and it may seem unreal to those that have experienced such heartaches through friendships, such heartache through family, through such heartache through life and in tribulations. But when are we going to get it together, people? When are we going to realize that without being open to love, to give, without anything coming back to you, how will we ever get ahead? How will we do this as a community? So I'm here to say that I'm here for every single individual. I do not segregate myself from the potential of being in someone's life on a greater level of being. Everything that you do in life is to do not just for yourself, but for those that surround you, okay? Let's not leave this earth meaningless. Let's not do it. Let's not do it. So let's start trying to focus on, okay, we have a life. We have things that's going on that bring us down. But let's, for the most part, try to surround ourselves with positive people and positive things to bring us away from those times where we feel like the world has came to an end. I don't know what your religion is. I don't know what your belief system entails. But whatever it is that it is, reach that higher power. Reach that inner self, that innate intelligence, okay, that wants, that desire to be more in life has to override self, okay? So that's just to kind of say that the world doesn't evolve around self, yourself, or just you. The world around surrounds and evolves around every single living human being on this earth, okay? So I'm just basically reaching out to you guys and trying to pull people into my realm of being, because I want to see everyone positive, on a positive note. I want to see everybody empowered and uplifted. So basically that's also the mission of Off the Page magazine, just to keep you guys, you know, in the gist of what we're trying to do with this magazine. This magazine is not about the Smack Boys. I'm Smack Boys. This is not about the Intune Show. This is not about Miss P trying to make a name for herself. This is about showing the world that there are other people in this world besides the ones that's in the mainstream that are talented, that are loving, that are giving, that matter in this world. Let's come together. Help us build this magazine to be the best that it can be. Help us create a place where people with talent that are under the radar are noticed for who they are and their talents. Let's work together to uplift and empower each other on a whole nother level. Okay, let's do that, and let's do it together, okay? So with that being said, BR and the Time Bomb will be on at 7. They'll be calling us in shortly. Until that happens, let's just get another song out there. I'm going so crazy because, you know, I've been having such a issue with the switchboard, and I haven't really been able to play any songs, so I'm just going with the flow. So let's basically get a song out there, and then we'll tune in for BR and a Time Bomb, okay? So this song that I'm about to play right now is also a good song that was sent in, and it's by David Johnson. Let's listen in.
Rest in peace to me. Rest in peace to me. To me. November 25th, 1984, I was born in a world opposite of warm. When I left the hospital, it started storming. I'm 26 now, and it's still pouring. I wake up every day, just hoping that the sky will turn to blue from that cloudy gray. Come on, DJ. I'm stressed out. I feel like breaking every window in my house so I can let these voices bounce. 50 people inside my head all at once, plus this echo beating on my chest like a drum. There's so much pressure building up inside my dome. I'm about to redefine the words of broken home. A vision of a destiny is someone pulling out a gauge and cocking that shit back on me, blowing me away. As I'm rolling up in eight, listening to music that I made, I take my last breath and then I fade. So I push over, try to catch up my mind from these sick, crazy thoughts deep inside. Yeah, it changes the time in this time zone of mine. The day and night are combined. In 84, I died. 1984, I died. My life and everything I see got left right behind me. 1984, I died. Rest in peace to the king of R.A.P. Rest in peace to me. Distorted thoughts, they say that it's a small world, so why am I lost? I'm just a pit bull looking for his porch, hanging his nuts. Plus it's cold, so you know, the snow and ice hang around me real low. I blow dough, so the paranoia goes away. The voices stay, but it's okay, cause now I'm sane. Plus my anger drains into a lake of pain and shame. And then I have emotions flowing waves like hurricanes. My picture's out the frame. The book of life is washed away when it involves my name. I'm a word too broke to use pencils. I'm using at a band with a stencil to pass the messages of my mental. I'm a mess, I admit. I guess I'm just a product of my own environment. I'm feeling sick, my wig is spinning too quick. I'm getting pissed. This is tough, my gears ain't shifting quick enough. So I push over, try to catch up my mind from these sick, crazy thoughts deep inside. Yeah, it changes the time in this time zone of mine. The day and night are combined. In 84, I died. 1984, I died. My life and everything I seen got left right behind me. 1984, I died. Rest in peace to the king of R.I.P. Rest in peace to me. A dead soldier, a clover, without the luck. Somebody poured the gasoline, the other lit me up. And now I'm stuck in the trunk of some corruption. Right next to a locked box of Valendorfin. Damn, I'm searching for the kid. I'm stuck inside a prison waiting for my court date so I can feed insanity. Maybe if I'm lucky, I can see a padded room. Something comfy, forget the stone I'm used to. I never really felt alive, but on March 26, 2009, I felt like I got brought back to life.
Real.
My new nun, she came to me just like an angel, ready to save my soul in danger from the stalky devil.
Come get.
I'm far from level, I'm balanced like an ambulance with three flaps. I'm hearing sirens as my legs collapse. I'm looking at my daughter as she starts to tear. Then I realize I'm the only thing that she got here. So I push over, try to catch up my mind from these sick, crazy thoughts deep inside. Yeah, it changes the time in this time zone of mine. The day and night are combined. In 84, I died.
First day.
1984,
I never felt like I didn't belong.
My life and everything I think I left
right like
behind.
I was already dead. Like the first time I touched the fence. The first time I could use my head. I was already dead.
So I push over, try to catch up my mind.
I think it's crazy,
but deep inside. Yeah, it changes the
king of rap,
in this time zone of mine.
I keep it
in front of the
fence for you.
In 84, I died. 1984, I died. My life and everything I think I left right behind.
I don't know what happened.
Everything just disappeared.
Right, so that was David Johnson, and that was the 1984 I Died. So shout out to him for sending in the music for us to play live over the air. Right now we're waiting for BRN Time Bomb to call in. Their call time is at 7 o'clock, so we have a few minutes before they're on the show. So before we have them on the show, let's just play one of their songs. It's called Sweaty Money. And hopefully by then, after the song ends, they'll all be on the line and we'll be talking to them, talking to them about their upcoming tour that they're going to have. They have actually the Evolution Tour kicks off, and it's going to be this Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. I already have my tickets, and it's going to be at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center, 199 Chambers Street between West Street and Greenwich Street in New York. So basically, get your tickets. Get your tickets. But we'll be talking more about where you can find the tickets at, or get the tickets, ticket information, excuse me, for the Evolution kickoff. And we'll be hearing it from the BR and Time Bomb themselves. So let's just play their songs and give them a little time to give us a call in so we can have the beauty begin. So this one is called Sweaty Money. And here we go.
In the club like we own it, and we're living by the moment. The world's mine if I want it, and I'm honored to be a host till I relieve my post. Or the front rows back, cause I know this is black. Out spaz, out back style, cash, boomerang stash. Practice upon it, just like an animal pointing it bites back. The game and the business seems to save us. Wherever came to sell, I wouldn't say I don't like rap. Your cat's curious, my lap's luxurious. I made a couple albums and got hundreds of problems. Date a couple of models, and I come to forget them. They're overrated and shallow in my humble opinion. I'm kidding, the hits, we keep it coming. It's hard to keep encouraged and easy to be discouraged. I hit the wind and flourish. I see and read the public, I'm a mirror in a light with the right angle, so you can see something you can be in love with. Put your hands on that sweaty money. You don't wanna touch that sweaty money. Put your hands on my sweaty money. Sweaty money, sweaty money. I put money to work, cost sweaty money. I do it for what it's worth, I got sweaty money. You don't wanna piece of that sweaty money. Sweaty money, sweaty money. You think I don't see, but I see you. You guys are cops, you hope I do something illegal. So you can try to play me, civil rights violate me, and take me on a trip back in time to the day to slave me. But dead that, I left that paraphernalia at home where I rest at. Under the stereo, what do you know? You move slow and control it, slow like a tourist. Like you don't know how to do this. We got church chicken, peanut bread, a whole lot of humans. Cause the Amstel life, so I'm set for the night. My band celibate tight, I'm on the best of the mic. You can't look at me and tell me I ain't repping it right. Forget it, I'm nice. And I got sweaty money. You gon' wanna see that sweaty money. Use your hands for my sweaty money. Sweaty money. I put money to work, cost sweaty money. I do it for what it's worth, I got sweaty money. You gon' wanna touch that sweaty money. Sweaty money, sweaty money. Let's roll, let's ride, let's flow, let's fly. Let go, just try, it's all right. Let's roll, let's ride, let's flow, let's fly. Let go, just try, it's all right. I know you producers are trying to eat, but Time Bomb's right here, so I don't need to buy a beat. My team, I need to pay. Do they thing, I'm a king, sing a weem away. I've been here, seen away. Long time ago, I do what you're trying to do. Tell me something I don't know. Little and alcohol, never hurt nobody. If somebody should get hurt, you was hurting with somebody. Girl, you got what you deserve. All apologies to her, that is not what we prefer. Trying to live a dream, cause you've seen a lot of dreams deferred. But the tough of the change, no trying to trade. The rope is to come because of the diagonal fade. Tell me how to get paid, so why do we pray? When St. John's, tell me Jesus Christ that I am the way. I'm no role model to follow, but I know I am today. Maybe tomorrow, if I get a message, I can relate. But all I can say, how high the moon, zoom by the new way. She gets her hands up, sweaty money. You don't wanna be that sweaty money. Go and get your own sweaty money. Sweaty money, sweaty money. I put money to work, cost sweaty money. I do it for what it's worth, but not sweaty money. You don't wanna touch that sweaty money. Sweaty money, sweaty money. Let's roll, let's ride, let's flow, let's fly. Let go, just try, it's all right. Let's roll, let's ride. Let's flow, let's fly, let go, just try, it's all right. Sweaty money, sweaty money, sweaty money, get sweaty money.
Yay! So that was BR and Time Bomb, and we're about to talk to them all right now so they can tell us about the kickoff of the Evolution. So let's get them on the line. Hello, is this Jabril?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jabril. Hold on. Let me connect everybody. Hello. Hello. And hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
So
who am I on the line? You can't see anything? Who am I on the line with right now?
Stacy.
Chanel.
Hey, Stacy. Hey, Chanel.
Hi.
Okay. Hi. Hello, who else are we on the line with? Is BR on the line now?
I'm on. Hello, hello.
Hey, BR.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, how you doing?
Good, and one more.
Hello? Hi,
hi.
Olivia.
Hey,
oh,
Olivia.
How you doing?
Hi.
How's it going?
Do I have everybody good?
Good.
Okay, so we have to do this. We have to do this like in school. So do we have everybody? Everybody raise their hand. Do we have Jabril?
Roll call.
Okay, roll call. Okay, we have Dr.
Dr.'s here.
Chanel.
Chanel's here.
Olivia.
I'm here.
Stacy. Okay. And what about Connie?
I'm here.
Okay, yay! Okay, hi guys. I'm so excited to have you guys back on the show. Everyone loved you guys. I had such great feedback from your energy and everything, so I'm excited to have you guys back on tonight. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay. Yes, of course. So basically what everybody is waiting for is just like the whole breakdown of what's going on for you guys because you have a big tour that's now. So tell us all about it. Who wants
all right,
to start
well,
again?
Yeah, we start on Friday, kicking off at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center. That's over in front of the Borough of Manhattan Community College, down on Chamber Street. And there's still tickets available. They're $15. But if you buy them online with a group, you know, a group of five, you can get them for $10. Or if you're a EMCC student, you get a discount.
Right.
And then Saturday we're going to Chicago.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome. And how long you guys are going to be on tour? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Kyle.
How you doing? Karin is calling in. How y'all doing? Sorry to bribe me in front.
That's okay. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming event first. Let's start with New York first, so that way people that are based in New York can know how to get over to you guys for the show, because I already have my ticket. I'm excited about it. There's a few other people that I know that have bought tickets, and we're going together. Well, actually, we're going to meet up there.
Wonderful.
So So I'm just basically trying to plug that as much as possible for the rest of the week and all week long. This is what the N2 show is going to do. We're going to try to get some more tickets sold and have people know what's really going on. So tell us about the whole event for Friday. Let's start with Friday first, and then we'll go over to Chicago.
Okay. Well, we're
the location and, you know, stuff like that.
As Jabril said, it's at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center. That's on 199 Chamber Street. And we're part of the Next Voice You Hear concert series. And they've had a lot of great musicians that are part of it and comedians as well. So it'll be April 8th at 8 p.m. And it's very easy to get. You can take the 2, the 3. There's a bunch of trains that run by there.
A train.
Yeah.
And what stop is that on? Because, you know, I'm retarded, so I Google everything. So what stop is that? No,
it's the Chamber Street stop on the 2 and the 3 and the A and the C.
Yeah.
I think it's the Brooklyn Bridge stop on the 4, 5, and 6. Right, Stacy?
Yeah, and it's also the City Hall stop on the N and the R.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And if your personal chauffeur is taking you in the limo, you know, just tell him take the West Side Highway.
Right there.
You know, he's got to go slow so that you don't spill your drink, though. So, you know.
Exactly. So is it going to be like an after party after the show, or?
We're going to go home and rest and then get on the road and head out to Chicago at 6 in the morning, y'all. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
6
in the morning.
We're leaving at 6 to go to Chicago. But Chanel is actually working out something fantastic for the people who come out Friday night. We're going to have a little food and get to meet and greet people after the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, really.
So where is that going to be located at?
That's going to be inside the same building. They're going to give us a room where we can do that for everybody who came out to see us. Which is great because, you know, some of the people who come in, we haven't seen them in a while. We've even got, like, some fans coming out from Paris. Just got to New York today.
Wow.
It'll be your first time meeting them.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah.
Right. That's so awesome. I mean, like I said to you guys on the last show, I love each and every one of you. And, you know, that's all I talk about is BR and Time Bomb. Now my mom is, like, a fan, to be honest with you. And my mom likes nothing.
Oh,
you know, and for her to love you guys, that means that's big because she likes nothing. I mean, she tells me every day that's an ugly shirt, that's crazy. Why did you cut your hair off? You know, every day is drama.
Oh, no.
But she, right, but she wow. likes The Art and Time Bomb. So I'm really impressed with her right now that she was even able to, like, go to the website because she's not computer savvy. So she's been Googling you guys and everything and looking at the YouTube videos and stuff like that. So oh, I was just like, wow, Mom, you know, you like nothing. She said, well, I like them.
That's awesome.
One person at a time, yes.
That's right. Yes. That's awesome.
Exactly.
It's ours. Ours.
Absolutely. So how long you guys are going to be in tour in Chicago? How long is that for?
We're just there for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing at the Elbow Room in Chicago. It's on North Lincoln Avenue. And it's going to be our second time there. We played there last year in May, too, you know, and they
right.
were nice enough to have us back.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's because you guys are awesome. Like, look at me. I want you guys back all the time, you know, so I know I'm I can see why. I can totally see why they want you back all the time. So is that concert that you guys did last year in Chicago on YouTube as well, that people could look at it?
I think so. There's some footage from somebody in the audience. It's not great quality,
yeah.
but if you look up, you know, The Art Time Bomb Elbow Room, you know, it's decent quality. You could kind of get the intensity from it.
Right.
Yeah, you
definitely.
Might see you might see somebody screaming and ripping their shirt off.
I don't think there's evidence of that. There's no evidence of that. There's no evidence
of that.
Are you sure?
See somebody throwing their panties and stuff on stage. Yeah, definitely. I'm with that.
Hey. There's no evidence of that.
It's called show business for a reason.
You know, yeah, you know,
right.
we welcome all kinds of adulation as long as it's normal. So.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. As long as it's been done before, it's acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just
exactly.
want our groups. We want the groups to feel as energetic as we are. That's all. We don't want them to sit there folding their hands and watching. You know, it's all. We like crowd participation. And please tell your friends that for Friday. We want crowd participation.
Yes. Preach it, bro.
Well, my
Preach
friends
it.
Are actually
yeah.
super excited about going to see you guys. So, and so am I, uh-huh. to say the least. Like, I'm really excited as well. So, we're already, we have our cheerleading outfits on. Going to have those together
okay.
with our little pom poms and stuff. You know, if I didn't cut off all my hair, I have pigtails, everything. All of that will be going on Friday.
Awesome.
Well, Friday's going to be kind of special. We've been really, like, I want to use the word training because it feels like training. We've been training for, like, a month and, you know, trying
mm-hmm.
to pull out all stops. I'm not going to reveal what we're doing, but we've been really pushing.
Yeah.
We always like to, I realize with every tour, we always kind of, like, we push stuff to the bar a little bit more. So we're going to give you some little extra special. And, been training for it. I've lost 17, 18 pounds, so I'm feeling good.
Wow. Awesome. You need to share that secret with me. Share it with me when we off air, guys. Share it with me because I need to be training, too, to lose that 17, 18 pounds, okay? And basically, I also wanted to put out there to let you guys know, and I shared this with your bro already, that, you know, I have a magazine that's coming out called Off the Cage Magazine, and I've been up day and night getting bags under my eyes trying to put it all together. So there is going to be a showcase and all that stuff, but however, I already said to Jabril that, you know, you guys are my favorite already, and we're picking 12 people or groups to be on it because it's 12 months in a year for each issue. So one of those issues is actually already taken, but guess by who?
Thank you very much. We like
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. Right. So I'm it's totally going to be exciting, but I'm going to keep everyone in the loop of, you know, the photo shoot and everything for that and the interview as well. You know, so that's going to be coming up in by the summertime. I say no later than like June, we're going to start, you know, taking pictures and setting up things like that as well.
I
have that, you know, unravel. I'm sorry?
That sounds good.
Nice. I got to get my chinchilla coat for that one.
So I'm excited about it. So, you know, I'm just happy. And they said it's not fair that I do this because it's supposed to be a contest, you know, for everybody to kind of like win. But I said, you know what, it's my project. How about that?
Yeah, you can
trust
that we can cover.
So I'm really, really excited to, you know, about Friday again, and I can't wait. And, you know, Stacy, I think that was Stacy who said he lost the 17 pounds. Was that you, Stacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to memorize, you know, your voices in my head, so that's how I'm trying to, you know, put it all together. But, yeah, we need to talk about that 17-pound thing, definitely. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, seeing you guys this Friday because, you know, it's going down. So, again, ER and Time Bomb, the Evolution Tour kicks off this week. You can go on Facebook and you find Jabril, Nora. You can find each and every one of them, Stacy, Chanel, mm-hmm. Carnage, and Olivia, BR, or on Facebook. Basically, it's going to be located at your Tribeca Performing Arts Center, 199 Chamber Street, West Street, and Greenwich Street. So the tickets are, again, what, guys? You said 15?
Yeah, 15. But if you buy them in a group of five, they're 10.
And then there's a little link also that I'm going to repost on my page right now for you guys. So for those who's not trying to go through the whole group and friend everybody for the moment, I'll put the link on my page, and you guys can just click on the link and buy your tickets now. Show support. Show love. Help empower each other. Let's just do the damn thing and stop talking about what we're going to do. Because that's the only way we're going to ever
like
get anywhere in life, if people just stop, you know, talking about certain things or trying to hold off from seeing someone else proceed in life. And let's just work together to uplift each other and empower each other to a whole nother level, because there's more than enough, you know, fan base out there. There's more than enough love out there for everybody mm-hmm. to have their own amount, or it's the same.
Yeah.
So go out and support these guys. They're really, really awesome. I love them to death, as you guys see. I'm sweating them, you know. I'm a fan. I'm going to be a panty thrower.
Ripping
my shirt off in the crowd.
Don't,
you know,
we're going
to bring back Chicago to New York.
Yo,
you're going to have to throw it towards Jabril. So this is behind the drums.
I'll give you a throwing on because he's always in the back. But the good thing about him is that he doesn't have to catch
me. You know what I'm saying? You have to throw it hard. Like,
right. My arm. I'm going to have to practice this whole week like I'm doing baseball, like practicing, throwing, you know.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to definitely get into that whole thing before the end of the week. But I appreciate you guys giving us a call and coming on and sharing your creative freaking enthusiasm, and just your music and just what you do is just amazing, and I love it. And I truly appreciate you guys sincerely from the bottom of my heart. And I look forward to working with you guys and always staying connected in some form of fashion forever. Okay?
We appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
No, thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to me to be around positive individuals like yourself. So, you know, once you have that, you want to always hold on to that forever. Once you find people like yourself, because y'all all are wonderful. Even the piano man, when he was on last time and he was on as a guest host, he still talks about you guys to this day. You know, his wife, yeah, he's actually, shout out to Piano Man, by the way, he's actually not well, and his wife actually is taking his tickets. And she lives all the way in Jersey. So,
she had listened
to the show, and she's like, I'm coming. She's like, I know my baby's sick, but somebody got to use that ticket, so it's got to be me. So her and her step friend are actually taking the tickets, and they're coming out to the show to support, so the tickets will not go to waste, or it would just basically have somebody else be in tune to the BR and Time Bomb, you know what I'm saying? So she's never had the experience with you guys or her best friend, so now they get to come out and experience it on another level,
right.
Like actually be there.
Wow.
To see what you guys bring forth.
Cool.
So I'm excited about that, you know, for them as well. To, you know, get a piece of y'all.
Yeah, we're
sorry, and hopefully it all works out for him soon. He has nothing but love here from us, and you know, I know from you guys as well, and he loves you guys. That's all he talks about. Wasn't it a good show? Oh my God, they're so funny, they're so awesome, they're great. You know, that's all he was super hyped. So we were like right on it when those tickets were, like, kind of posted, like, buy tickets now. We just went for it, and, you know, he bought it the same day I did, but whatever. He'll catch other shows that you guys coming up, because you guys will never, ever be played out or out of style. So there's other shows that's coming up, and we will be in the house for those as well.
Thank you.
So anything anybody want to add? Or
like a memorial.
I want to give a big shout out to Pudding, you know. Yeah, I mean, Pudding is really important to us. Yeah, we're trying to get that Bill Cosby sweater money.
Don't forget his corduroy blazer. Send corduroy blazer money with the suede sleeves. Yeah.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to find out more about us, our website is www.brandtimebomb.com. That's B-R-A-N-D, timebomb.com. And it's got a little everything, music, videos, biographies, photos. And, yeah, and just we appreciate everybody's love and support, you know, including Miss P, Piano Man, In Tune Show, and everybody that's coming out on
Definitely.
Friday.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to, you know, get serious and mushy on everybody, but that's really how we feel.
Yeah.
You know, sincerely, it means a lot to us, and it helps us, it got us where we are, and it's going to get us where we're going. So, you know, we don't take that for granted.
Y'all didn't know y'all was a philosopher, did y'all?
Yeah, so
somebody
really.
Somebody can see.
Well, we look forward to everything that's to come, and always, like I said, feel free to, you know, share everything with us at all times, you know, no matter what it is, we want to know. We want to keep, you know, you guys close to us at all times so we can always be there to support. And we are fortunate to have you guys support us as well. So thank you, each and every one of you. And I look forward
thank
to seeing
you
on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Good time.
Yeah.
Good time. Just keep the food away from me. Don't even let me know where that room is, okay? Just say the show is over, Miss P. Time to go, okay? There's no more food, okay? Just let me know that ahead of time.
You can have my plate. How about that?
No, Stacey is inspirational to me right now. 17 pounds, that's awesome. In a month? That's huge. That's huge, you know?
Yeah, it's mostly because of Lent. I've been, like, fasting and changing up my diet and stuff, but the Time Bomb rehearsals have been, like, my calorie burn.
Get a dip, boy, get a dip.
Great.
Y'all, you guys are insane.
Love it.
Oh, man. I love this band.
Oh, my.
8 years strong.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. True. That's what I said. A marriage is a marriage. It's not a group. It's a marriage, you know. And that's so awesome. So, guys, you know, thank you so much for the time. Thank you so much.
Thank
I wish
you
y'all all the best as usual on this upcoming tour. It's only going to get better from here. That's it. It's only going to get better. So, you know, we'll stay connected. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you guys on Friday.
Yay!
Oh,
awesome.
Front row seat.
I'm gonna be there before 7:30 because I know it's gonna be a line.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm trying to be number one. I need to be in the front. You know, I'm blind, and I'm gonna make sure I don't have all my contacts or my glasses that day. I'm actually going in with my C and I dog and my stick, so that way I can get priority seating.
Killing me.
Okay. I need to be at the front. I'm serious. This has to happen in my life.
Awesome.
I can't see from a distance, okay? I got to be at the front.
Yeah, during the show, be up in front, yeah.
Okay, can I play the tambourine? Because I need to be close, okay?
Yeah, let's make some tambourines on you.
Get a cowbell.
Cowbell, because, you know, we always need more
cowbell. That's like the worst instrument to play. Like, I would have preferred the tambourine guys, okay?
Cowbells are awesome.
Cowbells
are cool. Do not front on the
cowbells. Cowbells are hot.
Word. It was, you know,
we're gonna
it was
bring it up.
Tommy Lee. I like the cowbells.
There's one song you're going to want to do the cowbell on. There's one song. We all know what that is, right?
Oh, my God.
I love it. I'm over here with my eyes watering. Okay, enough is enough. That's it. All right, good times. All right, guys. I'm going to see you all on Friday. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time bomb. The tour, the evolution of the tour kicks off this week. Everybody that's our listeners, you know, support, come out and support, definitely. I just reposted everything to my Facebook page, so it made it easier for you guys that are lazy. Buy tickets. Support. Okay, show love. Come out. And Chanel's having food there. Okay, I just need to plug that too. There's food. Okay, come out.
Okay.
All right, guys. So thank you so much.
All right.
We salute you and all that you guys do. And you guys
thank
have
you.
A wonderful, wonderful evening. And I'll see you all on Friday.
You too. Yes.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
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 No.
Yeah, so that was BR and Time Bomb. Awesome, 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 awesome group. That was BR, Jabril, Chanel, Olivia, Carnage, and Stacy. Love them all to death, and I love the energy, and I love the way they get along with each other. It takes a lot, and the most people that come out in the industry and they're doing their thing, they don't last 8 years in the business because they don't have that same connection. And you can kind of see why these guys last so long because of the simple fact that they are genuine, they love, they have no hang-ups, and it's all about coming together to perform their music and deliver it to the people out there. And I just love them so much. I absolutely adore them. And I can't wait to Friday to hear them live and to also work with them for the Off the Page magazine. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in to the show and showing your support as usual. Again, reach out to the man next to you, on the side of you, behind you, and show them love. Embrace, and then relate to them because everyone has something and everyone needs someone to relate to them, okay, to uplift them and empower them. Till Saturday, actually, we're going to have Z-E-N, Multicultural Magazine on. We're going to have a lot of things going on. I'm definitely excited to talk to her, being that she also has a radio show herself and she also has a magazine that she already has that's established. She has been nothing but a blessing since we have crossed paths, and I just look forward to speaking with her. Again, tune in Saturday at 6 from 6 to 8 and with me, Miss P, and our special guest host. Tons and tons of fun. I also, before I go, wanted to let you guys know that I have my, on April 16th, is going to be interview Miss P. So you guys get to call in and ask any question that you want. And I'm on the hot seat. I'm the interviewee. I'm the one that's going to be interviewed. There's going to be some guest hosts that's going to be on, and they're going to be asking me questions. And it's going to be just special guests, special music. It's going to be fun. And you know what that day is? It's actually my actual birthday. So tune in till Saturday, guys. Stay in tune. This is Miss P. And let's end it on a good note. Six shows.